Okay, here we go, hour number two. Back with us tonight after an absence, although not forever, but it's always great to talk to James Martinez. That's how he pronounces it. And he's back tonight, very eclectic, very well-informed man who has his foot on the inside of the deep state in some very interesting scientific and high-tech, well, how about MK Ultra for a starter, etc. Hello, James. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. How's that? Thank you. All right.
Good. 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 I always want to see how you're doing, but thank you very much for letting me on your program today.
Oh, of course.
Because I got some very important news that I wanted to share with your audience. I've gone on your network off and on for a long time, and I finally have some totally great news that's happened after a very long time. So
Well, it has been a long time. I don't know how many years. You always have phenomenal material. Now it's gelled, though, I guess, more. The other thing I want to mention is that this audience is, in my opinion, and I'm not boasting, bragging, but I think it's the best audience, period, in this venue, in this medium, talk radio, whatever you want to call it. These people are very well informed, extremely open-minded, and very quick to comprehend things that I think the rank and file wouldn't even begin to grasp. So you're talking to people who care and people who work in the dark side. We have a very interesting and unusual mixture of people listening right now. So you are being heard. So I think you know that.
So I want to address two things that are the big moves that I'm personally involved with. For about a month, and in Europe for a couple of months, working over there. A lot of things happened when I was over there, including phone calls from NSA, trips to India to speak to people that were suffering from Havana syndrome there and were suffering from neurocognitive weapons being used on civilians in India. And then when I came back to the U.S. recently, it was initiated because for a long time I've come on this network and I've been talking about disruptive technology. Specifically, many of those times I've talked about what was going on with cold fusion and the race to create a clean energy source that would work and it could be commercialized. It's like the one thing we should have been doing 70 years ago, but we've only decided to do it just recently. So, yeah. So I was in actually Spain when I got a phone call because a very wealthy person approached me and started asking me a lot of questions about the state of affairs in the LENR community, as it's referred to. LENR being low energy nuclear reactions. The other word is cold fusion. Most people know it from cold fusion. And I called up the leaders in the field, which are in the United States and have been here the entire time, a company called Brillouin Energy. And I've assisted them for a very long time financing that company to commercialize an over-unity device that would ultimately alter culture for the better. Now, so that's the background for people, somebody who may not know me or know anything about that. But if they look up James Martinez Cold Fusion in the search engines, there'll be tons of stuff because I've spoken about it for forever to prepare for what's about to happen now. So for the longest
James,
time...
James.
Yes.
James, I've got to get this straight. You pronounce it Martinez or Martinez. I was told years ago it was Martinez. Now, it's traditionally Martinez. What is your preference? I want to make sure I get this.
Oh, Martinez is fine. Either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's the most common, and we'll go with that. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on a call with the people involved with this company, and when I talk to investors, it's a arduous, painstaking process and has been since 1989, basically, because you have to be able to put on paper something, explain something to an investor about the technology that they can't visualize or even understand. So it takes a long time to build a bridge from mind to mind to explain how a technology could perform something like OverUnity and what that would do to the energy market. Well, I called and I made informal inquiries because I had a very wealthy person that I wanted to see the current status of what was going on. And for the last forever amount of time, the decided point of entry into the commercial space with being the least disruptive but possible was going to be the insertion of a boiler unit that would heat water for the heating space market worldwide, for the commercial space and heating. And that's a very, massive economic space to enter. And I was told repeatedly with very firm instructions, do not talk about generating electricity because we're going to get shut down. Okay, so that conversation and that rule was going on for years because there's been a constant battle between the nuclear industry, the DOE, and everything that's behind the national security curtain, which you're fully aware of. So I'm on the phone with these guys, and I'm saying, so we're still doing the boiler, right? No. Something has happened that is so unbelievable, I had to verify it for myself. And that is that because of the war that's going on right now that is altering the energy market as we speak, the entire financial world and banking world are seeking, these data centers, right? So, and I'm laughing hearing about all the dialogue about that because it's not even feasible to do what they're talking about, for starters. Not at this time. I mean, there's no data center
on an energy
out.
A gigawatt consumption basis. Is that what you're talking about primarily?
Yeah,
an energy.
Yeah, that
need
and all the yes, and all the water and all the stuff that it takes to
sure.
do what they seek to do. These power freak dudes, right? That want
so simply
to
okay. Simply with a pen and paper, you sketch out. We've got 5,800 data centers now, or surveillance centers, as I call them, and you're pushing toward 10,000 to 12,000 of them. And it just doesn't add up. There's not enough power to propel society as we know it and, to what, to 12,000 data centers. There's not enough.
Precisely.
Is that right?
So, that is correct. And I didn't need to do the numbers because I knew spots, talking to engineers and other people that are in the field, that it's not even feasible to do what they want to do. So, therefore, for the first time in history, and I had to double and triple check this, that all the big money investors are out the door today, right? Because they want to bypass all these previous plans doing a boiler, which is still going to happen anyway. And they want to generate electricity immediately. Immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's never, ever, ever been allowed or happened and being facilitated by some really big money people that control the military-industrial complex, literally.
May I insert something into the stream here? I'm going to integrate
sure.
this if I can. I have a sense, without any question, that this data center installation move is being conducted under the same kind of rubric as the Manhattan Project. I think this is a national security issue. I think the deep state might even tell you that if you ask them. I'm not you, but anybody. But there's something going on here, and I've explained this to our listeners in the last few days, that's far beyond simple data retention. Something else much bigger, in my view. Is this a Manhattan Project kind of a above-top secret thing at the end of the line when we finally get to all this? How big is this? What do you think?
Well, let's figure out what those data centers are to hold. They're going to hold all your biometric data, all your
sure.
genetic data, all your
sure.
brainwave data, all your commercial contract commerce that you do. And then these will be regulated from these centers.
Did you hear that, everybody? Brainwave data, and as James said, regulated from these centers. What I told you the other night, last night, I think, brainwave alterations, mind-changing personality changing, memories deleted, memories added, anything you can think of can be done with electromagnetic frequencies. Brain wave monitoring. Thank you for that, James. Very good.
Yes. So I'm strictly talking with the guys that are have been working to create clean energy, and all of a sudden, all the big money people are lined up at the door, including gotcha. Some of the richest people that you don't even know exist, that walk around with G7 bags to international banks and move billions every day. Those type of people. So what I've determined, because I talk to the senior engineer and I talk to the CEO and I talk to the chief financial officer and so forth, and I said, are you serious? This is what the money people are asking for. They just want to go straight to electricity. I said, do they understand what that's going to mean, first of all? Have they understood or studied the media ecological effects of what that is going to do when they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't think they have, because this one of the effects is complete decentralization. Because if people have decentralized power, they're going to, everybody I know, they're going to cut bait and run. And they're going to have their own power source, and they're going to live on their own somewhere, wherever it may be, away from everything. That's the first thing. Now you have very, very rich, wealthy families that are wheeling and dealing right now, trying to do licensing agreements upon deployment of LENR electric generators, and they want to license them to two states. That's just the start of it, okay? So we're talking about people that are, to me, missing the entire point.
Agreed. Overrides everything, doesn't it? I haven't heard you mention a modular nuclear power generators yet.
No. So because this is in its infancy, we're now, and I'm hearing it, experiencing a complete change in attitude about deploying all this exotic technology that we've had in the background.
Yep.
Because they can't do what they want to do. They can't do it. They are dreaming. By the time they get all those things up, that'll take years and years and years and cost.
So the public can eat crow and just go away.
Is telling you, when BlackRock says we're going to take all your money because it costs that much to do it, so we're just going to take everything. Which he just said that recently, Larry Fink.
Fink, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's come out and said that in front of them.
The public, the society, the culture, the people don't matter. They're just an extraneous issue that needs to be dealt with. That's how they think. Fink is unbelievable what that guy's doing. What he's saying, he's letting the cats out of the bag. And it's not a very good thing to see at all. It's very concerning. No. They don't care about us. Do you know 1/3 of all American men are now unemployed already?
I believe
and
it.
The AI thing hasn't even hit yet. It's going to be 50% by the end of the year.
Yes. I know. So, a big change is happening in the background regarding all of the things in the energy sector, because now really wealthy people are coming in and saying, you know, we want to do it this way for these reasons. And other money people are coming in, as normal billionaires do and trillionaires. I want it, and I want all of it, and I want to do it my way. So the principles, instead of the attitude would be, now we can really fix things, we can
completely change
our society
for them, and I got to fix them for us. Here's Larry Fink. Get this, folks. Here's what he said. Larry Fink, headline, demands access to all Americans' savings and pension funds to bankroll AI and data centers.
Who says that?
I mean, exactly. Who does that?
Anti-goyimites that are deciding, and they're doing it right out of the
open. What a great term. Anti-goyim. Yeah. That's true. Well, it's absolutely correct. We don't count, friends. If you're not in that club, that little tiny club, you're just extraneous material. That's all you are.
Yes. So we've got that attitude that I'm at. Facing off with in another area that I'm directly involved with, because when Walter and I did the follow-up to Operation Mind Control in 1990. We took all the citizens intelligence, we used to call it, from psychiatrists, from psychologists, from all the UFO abduction top cases, what was going on culturally at that time. And we knew what the end goal was, is to create a psycho-civilized society where free will would be monetized and commercialized, basically, by the corporations through the brain-computer interface, which would be powering up all the AI data sets. This is all linked together, right? So I am in France, and I get word that they're going to have these hearings with MKUltra. And I look to my significant other, and I said, here it comes. This is it. Okay. So I wanted to come on and say that the changes occurred in the energy sector, and new forms of technology and energy are going to come out because they have to, because they can't keep playing games with everything and thinking that they're going to pull this thing off because it's never going to work. Secondly, the other reason I wanted to come on is I wanted to put on the record in here in the U.S., this is the first U.S. Program that I'm talking to, is that I will make a statement before the press, but I will not testify before the bankrupt, morally bankrupt corporation of the United States, which isn't even the United States. I'm not going to do
well
that
said.
Because
Good.
They're not going to fix yeah. anything. And as far no. as I'm concerned, it's a bunch of attention whores that are trying to get reelected and be the do-gooders of the government. And if they were any good, as far as I'm concerned, this mess would have been fixed a very long time ago by multiple administrations prior. But since it's completely and utterly been ignored for a reason, and the reason those files were taken or seized or however you want to word it from Tulsi mm-hmm. Gabbard and Representative Luna, is because mm-hmm. it gives up the end game, which is ultimately to fuse your nervous system into the electrical environment, which would go into a data center. And it will, all your free will and decision-making habits, everything, every keystroke, everything, your biometric, everything would go in there. So once you have that...
Amazing to hear this, James, excuse me, but that's exactly the conclusion I came to. This is all designed to entrain the brain and make the brain conform and configure to whatever they want. This is true. I'm with
yes.
you. This is great
That's
to hear.
So,
validation.
So I talked to the chair lead for the United States Brain Computer Interface Committee, and the public doesn't really know that this committee is being ignored. We're not being financed. Data from the committee and what's actually going on is going to the Oval Office, and it's being intercepted before it even gets into the Oval Office. I found out because a contact of mine went into the Oval Office and said exactly what's going on with the Brain Computer Interface Committee, the United States version of it, which is being yeah. ignored mm-hmm. on the international playing field. So the committee's job is the commercialization and standardization of wearables all over the world. Wearables meaning devices that you would attach to your body and have on you that would interface with the internet, your brain, your heart, and everything else. And it would go straight into the internet, and it would be fused with the body. All those conversations on the international playing field, it's called Insights, INCITS.org, is the committee. That one is being completely, totally ignored. I was asked to come on that committee, and I declined from doing so because they wanted me to sign a bunch of NDAs and stuff. And I said, I'm not doing that at all, ever. So forget that. So you guys go in there. I'll be advisor if you wish. And then you can tell me what you need to tell me without telling me what you can tell me. And so that has been ongoing in all the meetings. And this is what's really happened. It's interesting. I'll try and encapsulate it as easily as I can. As you know...
One real quickie, James. Excuse me. Real quick. Trump and his cronies want every single federal employee to sign obviously a very rigid NDA. No more whistleblowers, friends. No more leaks. Nothing. NDAs with heavy penalties. So I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, yeah. And none of that is going to work at all under any administration until this mess is cleaned up. And I mean the mess which is about to be unfolded and really seen in broad view of everybody starting in June, when they start to do the disclosure process with Spielberg and the rah, 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 and you're going to have people coming all over the, out of all the places, going to change the entire culture. So this is immediately mixed in with MKUltra, or the end goals of MKUltra, because this movie is designed, from what I understand, is to coerce an audience to unconsciously, consciously, I use that word because it's the only way to describe it, get you to agree to fuse all your biometric data and your brain and everything else into a computer.
What's the bait? What's the bait? Just convenience, fun, AI thrills?
No, because they're going to say in this movie, they're going to say that we're not alone now and we need to upgrade our way of dealing with each other. We need a quicker level of evolution. And that has to match the preparation for having an exopolitical future. That's why they're doing it at the same time.
June 12th, everything changes. That's the release date of Spielberg's new movie, Disclosure Day. Yep. I think they're tied into that pretty well.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Okay.
I know, because I've gotten private calls about it, and you've seen what they're going to do, and I've got multiple phone calls about, you know, are you going to testify? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to testify because I'm not going to do anything. What are they going to do? And what is that going to do for me? And what is it going to do for her?
Exactly.
But I will make a private statement to the Republic. I'm not going to do it to the broken, malfunctioning corporation while with fondling on its final death before the new system is put in place. Because the new financial system has to do with that integration of your physical body and brain for identification purposes. So they've already started in Europe, because when I left Europe and came in, I was expecting to go to the airport and, you know, they take your passport, look at your thing, look at your stamps, look at your face. What are you doing? No, it wasn't like that at all. You put your face in this thing and show me that and you're on your way. So it's done in 2 seconds. All the biometrics are put into the database there. Who knows where it goes, right? And we're supposed to believe that all that data, by the way, is safe and non-corruptible, which is a complete total lie, because the United States has one quantum computer and China has another quantum computer. So all of that stuff renders most anything that's on digital useless, because you can break into everything. So we're moving into a completely new area where they're going to use a very sophisticated coercion method to get everybody to fuse their brain and body, because that's the final end goal to the whole thing. When I hear all the news and everything about the war and blah, 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 that's nothing. That's minor compared to what I see
going
on.
Total misdirection.
I'm on the phone calls where they're talking about instituting prisons with Cognify, which is basically where they come in and modify your brain instead of doing a 15-year stretch after a murder.
I've been trying to tell people they can do it. They can go in and pull out a memory that you dearly treasure, and it's gone. It's not there.
Yes.
They can add anything they want. They can change your personality to believe any of their claptrap lunacy, and you'll be a supporter. They can do that remotely. They can turn stout opponents into at least passive people who are going to go along with the program. They want the goodies, but they'll submit to something they really don't understand, and that's the sad part of it. And do they even have a choice? That's the bottom, that's the end of the line. They don't have a choice, because it will just be done to them.
Yeah, the when I say unconsciously, consciously, that means they it's so easy to get somebody to affirm and agree to a contract today without even reading it. But we do it every day when we update our computers and our phones.
Isn't that
everything
the truth?
In there all.
Wow.
And so people don't know what they're entering. They don't know what they're agreeing to. They don't know about any contract law. They don't know any clear terms of what it means. So, you know, I'm pointing the finger at myself as well as the people that perpetrated this, but I have already painstakingly altered my entire relationship to the corporation in writing with the state on a federal level, on a local level, and I've already told them what I'm not going to be doing or agreeing to very clearly. So, and I've been putting paperwork out that I've already sent to Representative Luna recently, saying that I'm probably the only person in the country that has done all of that at the same time before any of this thing gets started, because the danger that has gone on with the giving away of all our technology to China, now there's people I know that are interfacing on these committees saying, how are we not in charge of this stuff that's going on? And why are we taking orders from China? And how come all the Americans are tolerating this? And why is the White House ignoring us when we're telling them all the stuff that's going on? So clearly, the United States is not run by the United States at all. That's no news to you. But I'm getting it right in everybody's face. And they're not exactly excited about cleaning up the mess either. When I get phone calls from people who were just in the Oval Office an hour ago, and when we gave all our notes about what was going on with the committee and that the U.S. was being run over by other countries and that we were not financed, ignored, and everything else, you know you got a problem, because it's the biggest thing on earth is the end of free will.
It is. Well, it's the end of the line. That's it.
It's the
end
of
free will goes, freedom of speech goes, it all goes. The Bill of Rights is long gone. It's true.
Yeah.
And there's no way to reverse it. These people are not going to. They will not. The Zionist Club will not take no for an answer. They're going to steamroll it right through. That's why they're putting these things up so damn quickly. They see an opening. They see daylight, and they are going for it. This is top of the line steamrolling of America with these centers. I'm serious. And they're more than don't think data center. It's much more than that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. So I have preliminary edits of what I'm going to say in public. I'm talking to anybody in the U.S. in any press at all, because I have a duty and I feel morally obligated to not participate in the shenanigans, which are going to come to nothing. Because we're so damaged culturally from what has happened over 70 years the DSM-5 is going to have to be completely rewritten after June. It's not even, none of that will even be relevant anymore. The emails and contact that I get from the public coming to me, because I run a Patreon account where I give intelligence reports there weekly about what's going on. The amount of damage and hallucinations and people that don't know what's real anymore or having schizophrenic breaks or getting fired from work. They're being experimented on. Mm-hmm. They're having cranial damage. They can't sleep. They have voices in their head. They're developing welts all over their body. Some are suffering from sleep deprivation, all sorts of stuff that they're equating to this type of advanced weaponry being used on the public.
Well, in a way, James, if I might, this is kind of a rapidly developing final tsunami that had its roots back in the early days of the targeted individual, the TI programs that they used with such great effect for years. They'd watch how these things worked. And as technology kept walking further and further away, they were hanging on the coattails to stay in check. Now they see, with Fink and others, they see the light, their light, and it's a light from hell at the end of the tunnel that's going to give them total control. Total control over your life. They won't have to fight with you. They'll just make you think differently. Do you get it? That's what they're going to do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's why they're so arrogant in saying that they're going to legislate consciousness. They're the ones that are legislating consciousness. They're trying to legislate consciousness before they're actually doing it, which is really arrogant. I'm just so blown away by some of the statements that are coming out of these people that they can do that and get away with it, and they're not confronted at all and whatsoever. It's shocking to me that we're at this state. Because when I came in to the U.S., I made some phone calls, and then I was asked to speak to a victim of that type of technology that was on the West Coast, and he just—he was afraid to go talk to any mental health profession people to deal with him, or psychiatrists, go get professional help, because he didn't think they would believe anything that they said. So you've they're not prepared to deal with that stuff. They're not trained in any of that stuff. I remember when Walter Brewer and I were looking at all the psychiatric files during the abductions that were happening in the 90s, and the mental health profession, they had no idea what they were doing. They didn't know how to treat PTSD. They didn't know how to deal with these abduction people. They didn't know how to do anything. It was like a completely fraudulent type of service. That they were basically tracking information and then trying to make up names to call something a disorder. Making it up.
I understand. Yeah, I
yes, I know you do. You know what that means. If you write down and control the behavior and then you legislate the language for your benefit,
it's game over.
Now it's game. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Exactly. And this is ultimately the bridge, the final act of human freedom and our species, because this will augment it permanently. It's
correct.
This moment of whether or not you are going to choose to go that route and fuse yourself with all that, or you're going to put a stop to it and go back to the way things were before. That's essentially where we're at.
James, if we could go back to the way things were before, a lot of people would like to, but not a lot of Gen Z. They just know they're unhappy and they're miserable and they're not getting what they think they deserve. All the doors are shutting on them, which is true. But the people who remember, truly remember the way people were, the way things were, the values we used to have, the morality, the conscience, as a society, as a culture, we were special. This country reached a zenith in the 50s and 60s that no other country, I think, in recorded history has ever reached. And that's gone now. Without being able to pull on your own memory banks, how are you supposed to relate to those things that we've lost, that have been taken from us, or otherwise cleverly destroyed with tech? It's sad. I don't know, and if there is a resistance, James, and I'm not being negative here, but let's say a large number of people figured it out and they stood up. What's to prevent, and the answer is obvious, what's to prevent these bastards from releasing Ebola, hantavirus, more COVID, anything they want? They've got so many weapons now that are on the shelf that are easily transmitted human to human. They're airborne. They're direct tactile transposition. It's not good. In other words, what I'm trying to say is they'll kill any opposition. And that leads to the next question. Did Tulsi Gabbard and Luna, do they really think they're going to be able to go against the system and present things that will embarrass or otherwise expose the system for being as evil and rotten as it is? Come on, Tulsi Gabbard is not a fool. Yet she had that material, and she made the unconscionable mistake, unforgivable, to announce that she was going to release it. So they came and took it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What the hell?
So what we're standing before is the biggest spiritual, I would call it a spiritual moment in our entire species. I think what's going to happen, I'm hoping what's happened starting in June, is that there's going to be a complete alteration of people's belief system and values, because they're going to realize this is the end of the road in terms of...
If they don't know, it's over. It's done.
This is it. So usually in behavior, when Walter and I were studying stress for post-traumatic stress, we were actually spent an enormous amount of time studying stress as it relates to our own biology.
Stress as a tool to manipulate, to control, to dominate stress. Has this society or culture financially, economically, politically, educationally, and in terms of entertainment ever been stressed more than it is now? No. That's what they're using as the ultimate weapon of individual, what would you call it? They're going to force people to conform. I guess conformity works. But they're stressing people to absolute servitude. It's just horrible to see. No one's really...
But usually,
there are some. No one's preparing. They're in denial.
We know that at the peak point of stress is when a change is made in a person. Usually when things are really bad or something, then a decision is made as, okay, are we going to continue this or not? Each of us and everybody participating, we're at that moment now, and we've got to decide whether or not we're going to make this. It's going to be messy. It's going to have to be messy. I don't see any other way, because there's no lawful order in this country, because I do have people that are in the courts every day, and I hear exactly what's going on. And there is no law and order, even in the courts, at all. It's all fraud to the highest level. And what this is going to do is, you never are going to have rule of law ever again. All the laws are going to have to be changed, because anybody that would, like, for instance, testify in a murder case, their brain could be altered before they testify. They could, their memories could be altered. They could be discredited.
Easy. This is a piece of cake. Piece of cake.
Yes. All of these things that justice, truth, justice, all the things, those will never work again with this type of tech now. So all of this has to stop immediately, because our species is going to mutate in some form.
We are at the end, and I don't see, I'm sorry, I just don't see us going back and reclaiming our birthright. That is freedom of thought, freedom, period. I don't see it. They're going to force us. They'll kill us if they can't accomplish what they want, they'll just kill us. I'm not saying all of us, but they'll set off a real pandemic that will have a terrible case fatality rate. It'll just wipe people out. That's where we
are. Quite possibly, yes. However, I think because of ongoing stressors in other areas, there may be a chance. I hope so.
Let me say one other thing. Jay, hold on, please. This is really important. If you all have watched the astounding advance in humanoid robots in the last year, 12 months, imagine that happening 2 and 3 times in the next 6 months. Robots now walk exactly like we do. They have the dexterity we do. They have the range of motion we do. They are connected to what? AI. They're connected to ChatGPT, whatever. They're connected. They're intelligent. They're more intelligent than the average person they'd come into contact with. And you hear one other thing. You hear James mention Walter. Walter Bowart. Bowart. Please look him up. Please investigate, and you'll understand they worked together. James was connected with one of the most brilliant people of our age, Walter Bowart. Go ahead, sir.
Yep, most of the people don't even know that name. I mean, I've heard so much stuff about mind control on multiple networks for years and years, and that name never comes up, which tells me people have really not researched this enough to find out what really happened. Right. So what I intend to do is I will probably have private meetings in D.C. with some people, and then I'm going to address the nation and the new republic as to the next course of action and what our real values are, which aren't what they are. People will know exactly what I'm talking about, because if you can't have freedom of thought, you can't have a country. You can't even have a species at all. Nothing.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You just said it. If we don't have free thought, we don't have the right to call ourselves a species. We don't. And this species now, according to the tech, the AI tech, the silicon-based tech, is a species. It's a stretch, but it's a species. And as far as in baseline intelligence goes, an argument can be made that the silicon-based life form on the planet is now so far ahead of carbon-based life forms. Carbon-based is that's us, but it's out of the game. It's not a player.
Yes,
and it's advancing 25 hours a day.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it, because when I talk to people on the phone or I get emails, the behavior and wording tells me that we're like the either the singularity has already started or we're in it. Because I'm seeing a complete breakdown in mental health and a complete breakdown in what it is to be.
How about thought
an alpha
and reasoning?
Male.
Huh?
Thought and
reasoning. Alpha males.
Yes, basic.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The whole thing is broken into pieces, which means that we're at this crossroads and we're going to have to decide what it is we're going to do. And this is, most people, they're not going to make it because they're spectators and they never have stepped foot into asserting themselves to stand up for themselves in anything. They've just gone to work and watched TV and had a social life and that's it. They're going to have to get out of their comfort zone in order to salvage whatever free will that they have now and not be uploaded into the system. Because there's going to be an enormous amount of screaming and yelling going on behind the scenes. It's already happening. Because I'm having to talk to money people about what it is they're investing into and why they're investing into it. And when I hear, well, it's for money and profit, blah, 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 like, that is not why we're doing this. We're past that now. This is going to completely change how we interface with each other when you have an energy like this out on the market. Now, what's it going to be used for? That's the other issue that you brought up with the data centers or surveillance centers or whatever we want to label them as. That whole issue, at this point, they can't even do what they're talking about in the first place. That I know for sure, which is why they're going to all the exotic energy tech like zero point, anti-gravity, plasma, hydrogen, cold fusion, and others that are awaiting are all going to be commercialized now. So the days of that holding on to all that stuff are over. They're over.
To feed the tech, isn't that ironic? Wow.
That ironic. That's why I called Frank and I told him. I said I've never heard of this in so long. They've completely changed their attitudes because all the entire LNR community and the people behind it and the policymakers, it's all changed. Now they're desperate, and I mean desperate, to get generate electricity now, because they all their plans aren't going to work. It's simple as that. So this is the opportunity to insert ourselves as a public, and the dialogue needs to begin about what these places are really for. Do we, are we going to allow digital identification system related to the new banking system? Because that's how they're going to get everybody. They're going to bring in this new system, and they're going to want your biometrics related to your physical body, and then tie that together and put it on the blockchain. Of course, they'll have physical currency you can have in your hand as well. There's going to be tons of different currencies. I know because people from the U.S. Treasury that are doing stuff with those guys contacted me when I was in Africa preparing to put money into the DRC bank. And the amount of money that's moving behind the scenes, that's moving around in banks, it's not the general person can't conceive of it because it's a lot. It's a lot because it's like the whole earth is under reconstruction right now, and the money system itself. So we're moving into all banks we're going to be is just information centers run by power, which is essentially what they are now. And they want to integrate all that with the brain-computer interface. That is where we're at. We're right at the thing. So what I'm going to do is I will email you whatever statement I'm going to put out to the press.
Please.
And feel free to post it or do whatever as you wish. And then hopefully...
we're going to have you back on the program when you release it if you want. We can read the damn thing, whatever.
Definitely. Because... This whole thing, I can't believe that we tolerate this. What's going on?
It is true, isn't it? It's a shock. It's stunning. It's imponderable that people would be this weak and they're not enabled to do anything.
They're almost spayed and neutered.
Nothing there.
Yes, exactly right.
Crazy.
I notice it when you're not in the U.S. for a while and you come into the U.S. and you kind of move around the culture, you can feel it here.
People are
like, they're somnambulists. They're like sleepwalking. They're not even
They are
responding.
In such denial, and yes, they're just dozing at the wheel of life. It's the only tolerable thing for most of them. They can't sit down and follow this conversation, the rank and file. What you have to offer, they don't get it. They can't get it. I'm not knocking people. They just can't do it. It's not within their purview.
Yeah.
They don't have the mental ability. And they've been dumbed down, as we all know, which makes them even less capable. So what are they going to do? They're going to look at probably the lesser of two evil options that are going to be handed to them. If they're lucky to get handed anything, they might not be. They might just be said, this is the way it is, or you're out of here. I don't know. But I'm very concerned.
All the law firms, there's law firms all over the country and in Europe that are trying to reinvent themselves into law firms that represent neurocognitive storage, copyright of thought. All sorts of stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Because
who's
they're
doing all the
by AI. So and when I talk to lawyers, they're so arrogant because they're lawyers, often many of them, and when they find out what's going on, I tell them, look, you're going to be out of a job, so you should be working for free pro bono and stop bullshitting around. And I've had that conversation with many law firms that all think this is just a way to make money by branding themselves as a law firm that's representing people that deal with Havana syndrome or have their brains have been manipulated or whatever it is. And they're a joke to me. That's my experience thus far. I haven't found a real lawyer that gets it, that would get on board and fight this thing. We have a very narcissistic society.
What senior partner in any law firm is going to really get down and start engaging in a very serious way this? They're not going. They're so used to being fat and rich, they're not going to do anything. I don't see it. The legal profession is one of the biggest frauds in recorded history. And now with the courts and the judges and the appellate courts being so rank, and the Supreme Court and the Commander-in-Chief, the one here, not the one over in Tel Aviv, although he's really in charge. I mean, we all know what's going on. It's disgusting. I'm appalled and I'm saddened because I know what we had and what we could have had, and it's not there anymore. It's just not there.
Yeah, I had somebody.
We have
call
to
me
create it
Europe.
Within our own unique, individual, little niche world we live in. Each one of us, if we lead by example. That's our best bet. If we stick our heads up and start making sense like you do, you better have your life insurance paid up. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Larry Fink wouldn't think twice about getting rid of any opposition.
Oh, no. The statement that he's made as of late, if people don't get what that means, and who it's coming from and why it's coming from and why they have such such arrogance to say that is because they know something that the rest of the public hasn't figured out yet, that they're in key positions to manipulate entire masses of populations
Absolutely.
Into this situation, which ultimately,
will...
I mean, you're gonna have like a society of fake people. They won't even be normal. The robots will be more normal than the humans.
They will be kind of I had a word for it the other day. I don't remember what it was. But they're going to be kept around as a kind of a curiosity, a curio, the rank and file. There won't be any need for most of them. There isn't now. It's fading right before our eyes. Sad to say, I don't like saying any of this. Only the smart are going to survive. And you can't be too paranoid now. How's that?
Yes.
You can't be too... There's no such thing as being too paranoid.
Agreed.
Now,
Agreed.
Give us your website, James, and how people can stay in touch with your releases and your updates.
They can go to patreon.com, James Martinez Media. It's patreon.com/James Martinez Media. And that's where I put in there all the ongoing activities. As soon as I hear them, they're going in there because I'm telling you right now that this thing, when they decide to do something about it in public, this is everybody's moment. And I mean, not just me. Everybody needs to make a stand, either locally with their local congressperson.
That's right.
Because this is their last chance. Everybody's been warned. We told you years and years ago. You heard it on this broadcast more times than I've ever been on here, probably. You know all about it. This is your moment. This is the time to make a stand. If you're going to do it, this is your moment.
That's true. Very well said, James. All right, we will be in touch. Stay in touch. If I can do anything to help, I'm here. Anytime.
You got it. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Okay, my friend. Good night.
Good night.
James Martinez. Yes. JamesMartinezMedia.com. And there's lots to think about there. And we'll continue next hour with Professor Eric Carlstrom, back again. And you know Eric, so we're looking forward to this. Next hour with Eric Carlstrom.